Capitol Hill sources say that Vermont Senator James Jeffords is expected to announce this afternoon that he is quitting the Republican Party to become an independent. The move would shift control of the Senate, its committee chairs, and its agenda to the Democrats. The chamber is currently divided 50-50, but controlled by Republicans. NPR's Steve Inskeep is on Capitol Hill. Steve, what will Senator Jeffords say?
Bob, Senator Jeffords has said so far only that he is going to make an announcement and that he has made up his mind, but sources are telling us that he is going to leave the party that he has represented in Congress and elsewhere for decades. He is not going to go all the way over to the Democratic Party. That would be a politically dangerous move. I suppose any move in this manner is at least risky, but that he is going to align himself with the Democratic Party. Now, that means a few things. One, it guarantees Democratic control of the chamber, and two, it allows Democrats to reward Jeffords by working him into their organization.
Is that automatic, though? Did they not make an agreement for the next 2 years on power sharing?
The Democrats and Republicans did make an agreement for the next 2 years on power sharing because the Senate was divided 50-50. Now, this is an extremely complicated agreement, and it is possible as we go through the day that we will hear some nitpicking about the words here. But in general, what the agreement does say is that if the situation in the Senate changes, if one side or the other attains a majority of senators, then this power sharing agreement is dissolved. And all of the different arrangements that the two sides have made to somewhat share power. Republicans still have an advantage, but they share budgets and they share some other things. All of those arrangements will be eliminated.
Well, this wouldn't be a majority. It would be they'd be one ahead, 50-49.
That's correct. And you could say that perhaps Republicans could argue to keep the arrangement as it is. But what we're hearing from both Democratic and Republican sources over the last 24 hours is that if Jeffords goes through with his plan to become an independent, that essentially Democrats would immediately become the majority. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle would become the majority leader. All the committees in the Senate, which are extremely powerful, would effectively be dissolved and then be reorganized with Democratic chairmen.
Well, what got into Jeffords? He's been a Republican all his life.
Well, he has been a Republican all his life, but he's been a very independent Republican, and in fact, that's considered one of the strongest political assets he has in the state of Vermont, which is considered by many to be a relatively moderate or liberal state. More than 20 years ago, he backed John Anderson, the independent candidate for president, against Ronald Reagan, and more recently, he has had a number of battles with President Bush. He opposed the size of the president's tax cut. He voted to scale back that tax cut and divert some money to special education. Republicans have been very angry with him ever since and have been talking about getting revenge by going after price supports for Vermont dairy farmers and taking other steps.
So Republicans will be trying to get a Democrat to cross over.
Indeed they are. We're hearing that Republicans are offering everything they can to a particular Democrat. His name is Zell Miller of Georgia. Although he's a Democrat, he's conservative, and he has been voting consistently with Republicans. When Jim Jeffords opposed the size of that tax cut, Zell Miller favored it, and Republicans have been hopeful for weeks, if not months, that they could get Zell Miller to cross over. The latest we've heard from Miller is that he does not intend to switch parties at this time, but we have not heard from him today, and we're hearing rumors that more offers are being made.
What does this mean for the issues before the Senate? President Bush's agenda, his judicial nominations, and the like?
Well, I should stress that this does not change everything, Bob, because Republicans will still have, even in the minority, an immense amount of power to make demands on the Democratic leaders to push the president's agenda through. But it does allow Democrats a lot more control in the timing of things, when different bills are brought to a vote, when the final vote is taken, perhaps even on the tax cut, although they may go ahead and finish that particular bill. When judicial nominations are considered, how long the hearings go, Democrats have a lot more power now to slow the president's agenda down.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.